Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Hiranyakashipu plans to become immortal, like everyone else. Text number 2. But we're not going to read 2 because there's no purport. Read until there's a purport. I'll just read the translations. In the valley of Mandara Hill, Hiranyakashipu began performing his austerities by standing with his toes on the ground, keeping his arms upward and looking towards the sky. Well, it's hard enough to keep your arms upward, but have your looking towards the sky. So everyone can try that. Stand on the tip of your toes, arms upward, and look towards the sky. Let's find out how long he did it for. This position was extremely difficult, but he accepted it to means to obtain perfection. So if anyone wants perfection, then Mahajana Yena Katasapanta, if you can follow Hiranyakashipu and stand at the tip of your toes, put your arms up in the air and look towards the sky and do it for a mere 120 years of the demigods, which is a few hundred thousand years, then when the moths come and the ants come and eat your body and flesh and blood and your brains and everything else, then you just have to live in your life air. It simply has to enter into your bones. And then a fire has to come out of the top of your head and you have to heat the universe, and then you can get the same benediction that Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. That's all. So here's a path, and you can try it out and see if it works. Or you can chant Hare Krishna. From the hair on Hiranyakashipu's head, there emanated an effulgent light as brilliant and intolerable as the rays of the sun at the time of dissolution, when the sun increases its heat and light 12 times. So if they're talking about global warming, well, it's getting towards dissolution, so I guess it's almost global warming time. That's really global warming. Seeing the performance of such an austere penances, the demigods who have been wandering throughout the planets now return to their respective homes. Because of Hiranyakashipu's severe austerity, fire came from his head, and this fire and its smoke spread throughout the sky, encompassing the upper and lower planets, which all became extremely hot. Because of the power of his severe austerities, all the rivers and oceans were agitated. The surface of the globe with its mountains and islands began trembling, and the stars and planets fell. All directions were ablaze. A few problems in the universe. Much worse than the coronavirus. Scorched and extremely disturbed because of Hiranyakashipu's severe penances, all the demigods left the planets where they reside and went to the planet of Brahmaloka, where they informed the Creator as follows. O Lord of the demigods, O Master of the universe, because of the fire emanating from Hiranyakashipu's head, as a result of his severe austerities, we have become so disturbed that we could not stay in our planets, but have come to join you. O great person, chief of the universe, if you think it proper, kindly stop these disturbances meant to destroy everything before your obedient subjects are annihilated. Hiranyakashipu has taken a most severe type of austerity, although his plan is not unknown to you. Kindly listen as we submit his intentions. Text 9-10. We'll just read 9. Shrisva chara charam idam tapo yoga samadina adyeste sarva dishyebhya Parameshti Nijasanam Shritva Characharam Idam Tapo Yoga Samadhina Adyeshte Sarvadishtyebhyao Parameshti Nijasanam. Shrispa, creating. Shara, moving. Acharam, and not moving. Idam, this. Tapa, of austerity. Yoga, and mystic power. Samadhina, by practicing the trance. Adyeshte, is situated in. Sarvadishyebhyaha, and then all the planets, including the heavenly planets. Parameshti, Lord Brahma. Nija Asanam, by his own throne. Translation and purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Person within this universe, Lord Brahma, has gotten his exalted post by dint of severe austerities, mystic power and trance. Consequently, after creating the universe, he has become the most worshipful demigod within it. Since I am eternal and time is eternal, I shall endeavor for such austerity, mystic power and trance for many, many births, and thus I shall occupy the same post occupied by Lord Brahma. Purport. Hiranyakashipu's determination was to occupy the post of Lord Brahma, but this was impossible because Brahma has a long duration of life. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8:17, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahura Yad Brahmano Vidu, 1,000 yugas equal one day of Brahma. The duration of Brahma's life is extremely great, and consequently it was impossible for Hiranyakashipu to occupy that post. Nonetheless, his decision was that since the self, Atma, and time are both eternal, if he could not occupy that post in one lifetime, he would continue to execute austerities life after life, so that sometime he would be able to do so. This is called determination, but determination in the mode of ignorance. Great determination, but striving in the wrong direction. That to try to strive for something impossible is in the mode of ignorance. However determined you may be to get that particular position, if it's impossible to get, then that's called madness. But Hiranyakashipu is the leader, and practically everyone in the universe are his followers. He's not the only one looking for gold and a soft bed. Everyone is wondering what the price of gold is, or the stock market, or the euro, and everyone's wondering what a soft bed would be and who should be on it. So this is the age-old questions, and Hiranyakashipu is simply the personification of someone trying for the impossible. But all of us in the material world, in material consciousness, we're also trying for the impossible. And doing it life after life. Hiranyakashipu only did it for one lifetime, and we're doing it since time immemorial, with the same result. No result. So what was Hiranyakashipu thinking? He was thinking that I can get some benediction from Lord Brahma, and maybe I can get a body as strong as a thunder that would withstand a thunderbolt, and then I'll wait out Lord Brahma and he'll die and I'll take his position. Now Hiranyakashipu was intelligent enough to know that if he was eternal, and obviously he must have been somewhat off the bodily concept of life, because otherwise how can anyone stand for 120 years of the demigods with their toes on their toes, with their arms upraised, looking towards the sky, ants building an ant hill around your body and eating your flesh, and you're drinking your blood, eating your brains, etc. How can, and then you're living in your life here. Obviously, it must be somewhat off the bodily concept of life. But still, although he expresses that he's eternal and that time is eternal, he wanted to defeat eternal time. He wanted Brahma to give him a benediction so that he would not die. But of course, with Brahma, he said, well, if I had such a, if I could give such a benediction, I might have even taken the benediction myself. You can't give something you don't have yourself. If I ask you for €1 million, really, seriously, pray, please give me €1 million, and all you have is €5 in your pocket, and I'm praying really hard, please, I'll do anything for it. I'll raise my arms for 120 years for it. You go, I'd like to help you, but I only have €5 in my pocket. We accept that. No, 200 years, I'll stand. Doesn't matter how many years you're going to stand up. He only has €5. He can't give you €1 million. It's not possible. But Hiranyakashipu was intelligent, and at the same time, he was a fool. Tatsadu manye swarya varya dehinam sadasa migdigna idhyama sadgraha. That I think, as I said the other day, the best thing I've learned in school, Prahlad Maharaj said to his father, Hiranyakashipu, is that you're a number one fool. Because although he had some conception beyond the bodily concept of life, still, he was trying to be immortal in some kind of material body. He wanted to defeat time, and he was imagining that maybe Brahma had defeated time, or that he didn't defeat time. Brahma was so powerful by his austerity and mystic power, perhaps he can give me a benediction that even he doesn't possess. So that's called foolishness. In other words, even a child will know. You go up to your father and you ask the father, can you give me the moon? Well, if he's 2 years old, he might actually think the father could give him a moon because he's closer to the moon than he is. But when you're 10 years old or 20 years old, and you go up to your father and you ask, dear dad, can you give me the moon? You know, I did all the dishes today, and I washed the car, maybe you can give me the moon. So either he's joking or he's crazy, or maybe both. Because everyone knows you can't give something you can't get yourself. But Hiranyakashipu, due to the illusory energy, due to the fact that he was covered by the illusory, was actually willing to go through 120 years of austerity to get something impossible. Now, even a child could have told him, Hiranyakashipu, we see you're quite sincere, you're quite determined, but you're doing something, you're wasting your time. Why don't you go home and get a cup of coffee or tea or something, or a glass of milk, calm down, and go to sleep? You look pretty thin, maybe you need something to eat. But because his intelligence was taken away by lust, therefore because his intelligence was covered by the illusory energy, because he was deluded, and because he was part of Krishna's pastimes, therefore he tried to get something which is impossible. And even Brahma came and told him, I can't give you anything. I can't give you your benediction because I can't have it myself. Still, he thought he'd get around it. He thought he was more clever than the controller of the universe, that he could ask for 100 benedictions and it would be impossible for even God to figure out a way around it. But he was wrong. As we know, he eventually developed a very acute intestinal problem, and he died. If he would have died today, they would have attributed it to coronavirus. But we know it was due to the nails of Lord Nrisimhadev. The conclusion is we should be determined, but we should be determined to get something which is possible and which is actually valuable. Now, Hiranyakashipu knew that if he wanted something valuable, it had to be, if he was going to go through the austerity, he should ask for something really valuable. And he knew that what stood between him and factually controlling the universe was that his body was going to die. Now, if he himself could not control the death of his own body or the changing of his own body, then how could he assume to control the universe? If you can't even control something which is right next to you, that you're supposed to be the most, have the greatest influence over, how are you going to control everything outside of you? If you have a, just like Balavanta was running for mayor in Atlanta one time, Balavanta Prabhu, and there was a debate going on between the candidates, and one of the leading candidate, he was giving his presentation, and then Balavanta Prabhu gave his, and he said, "Well, I'm running for office. This man is running for office, but we see he's smoking cigarettes, that he can't even control his tongue. He's completely a servant of smoking. So how could he assume to control people or anything else properly if he can't even control his own senses? So if you can't even control the things that are right next to you, how are you going to assume to control the whole universe?" Hiranyakashipu had a problem. He wanted to control the universe, but he knew that time was controlling him, changing his body. So he had to stop that before he could assume to be the control of the universe. So he tried that. He tried to get a situation where he was not affected by time anymore. And of course, he was a little disappointed that Brahma couldn't give him that benediction, so he asked for it indirectly, but he was still worried, especially when his little boy Prahlad came along and disobeyed him, actually insulted him to his face, what he thought was an insult, which was actually good instructions. And then when he tried to kill Prahlad, he was unable to. Now he assumed that, all right, I can't be killed by all these things, but where did this little boy get his power from? He didn't stand on his tip of his toes for 120 years that I've seen. He's only 5 years old. Where did he get it from? So he asked his son, Prahlad, who's your God? Where is your... And so Prahlad Maharaj said, well, where did you get your power? He asked his Prahlad, where did you get your power from? So Prahlad Maharaj said, I got it from God. God? Who's God? I'm God. I didn't give you any power like that. Where is your God? So this completely, he lost it, we could say. Hiranyakashipu lost it at this time. I've been trying to get this power to defeat death, and I did it for 120 years of the demigods. I went through the austerity, and this little boy seems to be as powerful, and maybe even more powerful than me. Maybe he'll grow up and kill me. I've been trying to kill him. Maybe he'll turn the tables on me and kill me, because he seems even more powerful than I am. It doesn't seem like he did anything to get it. Where is he? This is unjust. The whole thing is unjust. I'm putting in a complaint. It's official. Who do I send it to? And of course, he didn't understand that there's no way he was going to get around it. But then again, we're in the same position. We're not as powerful as Hiranyakashipu. We don't have the same duration of life he has. We don't even have the same intelligence. But we're equally as deluded as he is, in the sense that we're actually thinking, I'm going to accomplish something here in the material world, and that somehow or another it's going to last. And that maybe by some austerity, taking my vitamins every day, I'll be able to achieve what I want and become immortal. Well, we're wrong. It's a useless waste of time, but we've been doing it since time immemorial, so we're quite determined. As determined as Hiranyakashipu, to keep on going life after life, to do the impossible, and we're getting the same result life after life, learning that it is impossible. But we're very sincere, crazy people. And therefore we might keep on doing it from now until time immemorial. And thus we get good association and we change our determination, our direction in life. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Why did the demigods go to Lord Brahma? Couldn't they do something themselves? Couldn't they just throw a thunderbolt at the bones of Hiranyakashipu and that'll be it?
Yeah, they could have done that. But then Hiranyakashipu was still in his bones. He didn't even need his body anymore. In other words, even if they did that, first of all, they would have gotten the karma for it. Now, getting the karma for doing something like that for a person who is going through such austerity is probably more than the demigods could have, you know, could have supported or sustained. So they were a little careful. Even the demigods have to be a little careful. As soon as they do something, they get a reaction for it also. They're not above karma. So they'd rather Brahma. And Brahma didn't come and throw a thunderbolt either. He came and offered him benedictions. Stop his austerity. Because that's the law. If you do austerity, you get a benediction. You get some material nature rewards you. That's how all these big demons became prominent in the world. Because they've done austerities. And they've gotten the opportunity to lord it over all the other demons. Because of their austerity. Because they're Asurya Varya Dehina. They're the best of the demons. Anything else? So what have you learned from this class, Radhe Govinda?
Don't endeavor for the useless, impossible things.
Such as?
Trying to find happiness in the material world.
Yes. And Ananda, what did you learn?
You can't control the senses, how can you then control the universe?
Yeah. And Adipurushara.
Even demons perform austerity. So austerity is part of the course.
Yes. Lalita Govinda. What's that?
I have an idea for these things all the time, but still I cannot proper using my life. It's my understanding. But what to try to all in there for this
only live for 5 minutes longer, I can actually accomplish what I want. I will be immortal. My fame will live on forever. People will glorify me. I'll be in the next version, edition of Bhagavatam. Or maybe the next edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita, at least. I'll be post Antya Lila. Anything else? What did you write down, Mataji? Yes. And what's the positive way of saying it? How should we be determined? How should we be determined? Yes. We should be determined in the right way. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, yes. Question. Microphone.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the lecture. I've been wondering, how can a man like Hiranyakashipu, who was, let's say, 5 minutes ago comforting his family with so great transcendental philosophy and knowledge, be so stupid to ask for something like this?
Well, if anyone who's come to the material world has come here to become God. So everyone's doing something similar. Everyone is going through austerity in order to become God. And he was just a little bit more, determined to become God. So he was able to give up. He was able to give up everything to become God, try to become God, at least temporarily. Just 120 years of his life was not very long with the demigods because he was in Satya Yuga. In any case, so he took a little vacation to become God, and he thought he accomplished something. Some people go out and they try to make $1 million. It takes a lot of austerity, or 10 billion euros. It takes austerity. And they come back and they're trying to be, then they think, now I got it all set up, now I can become God. It's normal. As far as his being foolish, well, we're all foolish. Everyone in the material world is foolish. You don't get to the material world unless you're foolish.
You have mentioned also that it was lust to take his intelligence.
Yes. Which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. So what is that lust? To basically to become the supreme. I'm the lord of everything. I'm perfect. I'm powerful and happy. This is what we come. This is our mentality. This is why we come here. So much is mine today, and it'll increase in the future. So much money I have, and I'll get more and more. He is my enemy, and I've killed him. All my other enemies will also be killed. I'm the lord of everything. I am perfect. I am powerful and happiness. Surrounded by rich and aristocratic relatives, I shall perform some sacrifice, I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, every demoniac person is bewildered by ignorance. Comes with the conditioning. Maya's gift to us. Everyone thinks they're special. Everyone thinks that they're exceptional. Everyone thinks that they're gifted. Everyone thinks that they're outstanding. And they'll become more and more in the future. All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.